From the studios of Books in Motion in Spokane, Washington, this is Cameron Byerly, reading Prophet by Frank Peretti. Let's begin with Chapter 1. John Barrett heard God speak when he was 10 years old. Years later, all he would clearly remember about that Sunday night meeting at the Rainier Gospel Tabernacle was that it was close and sweaty in the dead center of summer's heat. Noisy, too. It was altar time at the front of the church. The saints were praying and praising, and it was not the quiet, introspective kind of worship, but the hollering kind, the throw-back-your-head-and-cry-to-heaven kind, as the women wept and the men shouted, and the piano kept playing over and over the strains of I Surrender All, I Surrender All. Pastor Thompson, young and fiery, had preached a sermon that caught John by the heart. And when the altar call came and Pastor Thompson said, "If this word is for you, if God is speaking to your heart, I want you to come forward and lay your all on the altar." John knew God was speaking to him, and he went forward, almost running, to kneel at that long mahogany prayer rail, his face flushed and his eyes streaming with tears. "Behold the Lamb of God who takes away the sin of the world." Pastor Thompson quoted the scripture. "Will you receive that lamb tonight? Will you find Jesus?" John was ready to receive the lamb. He was ready to find Jesus. And as he called on the name of the Lord, he could even see a lamb, small, gentle, spotless, and white, right there in front of him, right on the other side of the prayer rail, so close he could have reached out and touched its nose. He was later told he had had a vision. But at that moment, he thought there really